What's up, y'all? Jamon Bolton here with another episode of the Jamon Bolton Show. Today's show, I really want to just dive into to Kevin Durant. I don't really have anything else to talk about as far as sports goes right now at the moment. I think that's right now the hot topic. I want to just give my opinion on it and my thoughts and what I feel. And one of the first things I say is, damn. You know, it's damn. It's tough to see anybody on any level go through this. You know, anybody getting injured or whatever the case may be, because most injuries, you know, obviously you get fixed after surgery. You're fine, you're good, you know, but this has been the one injury, although medicine is advanced and it's gotten better, this is the one injury where you just know, like, oh, it's going to be such a grueling task. These are guys with the best access to the best doctors in the world, and some of these guys still aren't coming back. You know, it's like a year, the timetable's a year. And it just makes you go, damn, it's disheartening, because it's like, why? You know, here's a guy, he works on his craft, the best in the world. I'm going to say he's the best in the world because he is. You know what I'm saying? I have the firm belief that when it's all said and done, when his career is over, he'll be one of the 5 or 10 best players to ever play the game. I'm not going to get into the BS that people like to get into. Oh, he jumped teams. And I'll get into that in a minute, because I think sometimes fans, they talk and they make no sense whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go back to the injury and people are cheering in Toronto. Like, yeah, that desperate? Yeah. I mean, you feel like good? And people, like, you know, you look at the comment sections and other things and people saying, oh, well, Golden State did this and did that. Man, knock it off. You know, knock it off. You know, those fans were like cheering for him. Like, why would, like, how? Like people get carried away with this whole thing. Like, it's a game. And like the athletes said, man, they're just athletes. You know, some of them, just, you know, you look at some of these athletes, some of them push the line, they teeter the line, and they walk a fine line between reality and, you know, their little bubble that they live in. Some of these guys, I don't really care for them, right? But then you got some guys who are, you know, just good basketball players. And, one thing he's been ridiculed for, he being Kevin Durant, was jumping to a 73-9 team, right? Then, of course, you got the comments, he's weak, he did this, he did that. So now everybody feels like, oh, you know, he's been out too long. Like, if I make $30 million a year, if I make $30 million a year, I'm protecting myself at all costs. Like, hello, do what you have to do. You know, you do what you got to do. And my thing is, like I said, it's not for him, but it's like, why risk your career when you don't feel right? I remember one time in football, I'll switch sports real quick. Ricky Waters, they threw a pass to him. I forgot how the play goes. You'd have to YouTube it. And Ricky Waters was going, I think it was a pass, it was down the middle. And he was about to get his clock clean, but he pulled up. He saw that he was going to get his clock clean. And he pulled up, and it was like, oh, it was all over the news. And he went in the locker room and was like, do this for what? For who? For what? Like, why? And people were just like, yo, like, you're a football player, blah, blah, blah. But you got to understand, like, you come down that middle in football, you're fair game. Fair game, and I'm going to clean your clock. I'm going to rip your body up. I'm going to tear you up. And, you know, football's a gladiator sport, but it's like at some point in time, you know, you may want to ease up on that, because, you know, one bad hit in football, your life is done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may not be the same. You ain't going to walk the same. Your brain going to rattle. Your brain shouldn't be rattling like that, right? And I know I'm thinking about something different, you know, but I'm saying that because it's like with Kevin Durant, it's like what made him suit up for game 5, right? I mean, he gets the best treatment in the world, and he gets everything that any normal person could ever dream of, getting treatment twice a day. And I think he just wanted to be there for his team. You know, I don't think the organization made him play. I've been hearing, they made him play. And, you know, you saw Bob Myers' press conference, extremely emotional. And it's like, oh, they made him play. They made him do this. I don't think so. I don't think they did that. I just think, you know, he wanted to play to show that he was there for his guys. Now, I realize a lot of people say, yo, he's sensitive. He shouldn't do this. He does, you know, he does that. Listen, if you're sensitive, you're sensitive. If you're sensitive with $30 in your pocket, you're going to be sensitive with $30 million in your pocket. That's just who you are. That's your makeup. You know, and you hear these things. Oh, I'm bailing out on my team. Human. I don't, when athletes have gone in the past, I don't read the paper. I don't watch the news. And they watch every damn thing that's being said about them. You know what I mean? It's hard not to. Some guys you may believe, like a Russell Westbrook. I really don't think he give a damn what anybody says. He probably don't watch certain shows because he don't want to hear it, but he don't care if he does hear it. But, you know, Kevin Durant, I'm sure probably heard the whispers, yo, what's taking them so long? Then you hear the reports on ESPN, Fox Sports. Oh, you know, it's a little crazy in the locker room, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe that. I never believed it. I don't think it was any kind of, you know, friction between he and the team. Those guys know what it is. I mean, you heard Klay Thompson at the press conference the other day. He's the best player in the world. You know, because people going with that whole stupid argument about, oh, they're a better team without him. Like, really? Like, really? I get it. People said he's a luxury, not a necessity. But really? Like, when you're going out to battle, you want the strongest team possible, right? You don't want a bunch of what-if guys. You want the best team possible. And what better person to go to battle with than the best player in the world? You know, I never understood people's logic, why they feel like that. You know, why they feel the need to get on him. You know, this injury throws everything off now. It's so many questions. It's like, damn. Like, and I know what he did. I know what he did. So I know a lot of people know he was just trying to be there for his team. All these other stories about the organization, they didn't do this, they set him up. It's crazy, right? Like, when you report it and you talk about it and you're podcasting about it, being a fan sometimes and trying to cover this stuff, it makes you scratch your head a lot, because a lot of people have these conspiracy theories and it's this and it's that, and it's just like, bro, come on, knock it off. You know, like David Aldridge says something, he's like, you guys happy now? And that's kind of, I want to echo that sentiment. Like, are you happy now? You know, he doesn't have no heart. He went to a 73-win team. Excuse me. He went to a 73-win team. He did this. He did that. On that argument, the game allows it. You're allowed to go. That's why you call it free. That's why it's called free agency, right? You're allowed to go. You know, you're allowed to do that kind of stuff. That's why you can go to any team. If you have a GM that's good like Bob Myers, and he can create cap space and he can make the right moves and he can get teams to agree to certain deals that balance everything out, you're allowed to have a super team like the Warriors, right? If you draft right, you're able to get a Steph, a Clay, a Draymond, you know what I'm saying? Then you can work around, you can work your magic. You can sign and trade for a Kevin Durant. You can sign and trade and get all these other pieces that work. They just have a great team, a great system. You know, you talk about other vets and old school players. Oh, that was the softest move ever. I wouldn't have done it. There's no way in hell you're going to sit there and look at me straight in the face and tell me Charles Barkley would have said, no, I don't want to play with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, if the Bulls could have made a trade for Horace Grant and Charles Barkley straight up back in the day. There's no way. It's no way. Like, you know, people want to win. If you want to win, then you're going to make that move. That's just what the game allows. So people have taken that into effect, you know, when it comes to talking about Kevin Durant. Oh, this is that, the softest move ever, he jumped ship, he did this, he did that. Listen, man, the dude's career could be in jeopardy right now. We don't know how his body's going to react. I mean, we don't really know. You know, people pressuring him, you know, this everybody's got something to say. You know, you got his mom speaking out on Twitter like, yo, my son got heart. Like, why is his mom getting in the middle of it? Like, I get that's a baby. You're always going to be her baby. You're always your mom's baby. You know, in your father's baby, you always going to be that, no matter how old or how big you are. But it's just kind of like, damn, everybody's got to chime in now because of the stupidity. The dude showed up and tried to be there for his team. And it leads a tricky situation now, free agency. You know, he was the big fish. You know, he was the big fish. He was the guy that everybody wanted. And then you still have teams that are probably going to be like, look, I'm taking a chance regardless. I'm going to do this regardless. A la the Knicks. You know, the Nets may not be as desperate as the Knicks may be, but the Knicks may still say, look, I'm offering you the full max. What you want? We're going to do this. We're going to make this work. We're going to make this happen. And as a Knicks fan, it's just like, yo, you need some news. We need something. We need something. We need to make a splash. You know, and people are saying, oh, we don't know if he's going to be the same. I'm going to go back. You know, back in 1991, there's a guy by the name of Dominique Wilkins, 91, 92. He was 32 years old when he tore his Achilles tendon. You know, the day he was named to the 1992 All-Star team, he tore his Achilles. And Dominique, he's been the exception to the Achilles recovery mode. I don't know what he did. I don't know what deal he made with God or whatever, man. But he got hurt, and he got hurt in January, February, and was back in training camp in September. So that's a quick turnaround. You know what I mean? Like, and it, especially with guys missing up to a year with it. You know, he picked the right way he left off before the injury. It was no drop-off. You know, and he was a little bit older than Kevin Durant, like 2 years older than Kevin Durant is right now, or a year and a half, because Kevin Durant turns 31 this year. But you know, he picked right up where he left off. You know, he averaged 29. You know, he made two more All-Star teams. And, like, for the next six seasons, he averaged 29, 26, 24, 29, 17, and 18. I mean, you know, Dominique was phenomenal. Like, he was just phenomenal. He's the exception. And he was able to bounce back. Like I said, you would have never known. I remember when he got the injury. I remember exactly what pair of pumps he had on and things like that. I don't even know if he had pumps on, but I know he had a pair of white sneakers on. And I remember when it happened. It was an Atlanta Hawks white. It was in their home uniforms, you know? And, man, it was that. it was just that. It was crazy. And Dominique he's been the one. He's been the one guy that was the exception to the rule. You know, you have a lot of other players that did. You know, Isaiah Thomas, he tore his at 35. He was, you know, he was still good to, like, his next two seasons, averaged 14, 7 assists, but he wasn't Isaiah Thomas, like we knew. You know, he just really wasn't there. You know, Patrick Ewing, he partially tore his. He was never really the same. He was a little older. Rashawn Leonard, Mehmet Okor. You know, Kobe Bryant, you know, he's the most recent one who did it. You know, Kobe was Kobe. Bryant's injury, he averaged 27. In his final 3 years, it was rough. You know, 18 points on 36% shooting. But he was 35, 36, and 37. And give or take, his record, you know, his track record beforehand spoke for itself. It was Kobe Bryant, of course. So, you know, Rudy Gay's another one, of course. And then DeMarcus Cousins, he's a guy that's on Kevin Durant's team. It took him a year. You know, he came back this season, averaged 16 and 8 rebounds, like 25 minutes a game. And then the playoffs, he messed up his quad. And now he's back and trying to get back in the thing. So that's a rough injury, man, because it just opened so many things. You just don't really know. You know, what happens in free agency now? Something I wanted to get into before I got out. Personally, if I'm the Warriors, I would find a way to just get him whatever we need to get him. Get him the best doctors. Because I don't know if it was any meddling behind the scenes about, yo, you need to play, we need you, we need you, we need you. And he felt the need to play, right? I really don't think it was. But I'm just going to be honest and say, I think he needs to get all that money. You know, $31 million and not to opt into, that's a whole lot of money not to opt into. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of money. You know, and I get it, but you just never know. What happens if something goes wrong and you left $31 million on the table and you just like, you don't want to look back down the road and be like, oh no, I didn't take this. This is terrible, blah, blah, blah. I personally think he should go and get what he got to get. I think they owe him. It's owed to him. I mean, he's old. I think, he, you know, he deserves this money. He's the best in the world. He should get paid. Personally, he goes to New York, he's going to have a heavy load. It hurts me to say this. He's going to have a heavy load. And he may not, you know, he's not going to have the help he had in Golden State, obviously. And I would stay in Golden State. If the legacy is about, you know, if it's about winning championships, I'm staying there. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not thinking about leaving anywhere. I'm not thinking about going anywhere else. I'm not thinking about leaving the organization. He's got a great thing going on right now. It's just, you know, they owe him. You know, everybody got on Bob Myers. Oh, you cry, but you ain't shed a tear. You know, I guess they figured the organization feels guilty about some stuff or whatever the case may be. But you got to pay that dude. NBA is a business. I mean, these players, they won 3 of the last 4 championships. Your value of your franchise has skyrocketed. You know, merchandise is flying off the shelves. You're building a new arena. Pay that dude. Give him what he needs. That's just me. That's just me, you know, humbly speaking on everything. You just do what you got to do. You know, I think, you know, Kevin Durant has his own plans. He's going to do what he wants to do. But if you just want to win, you know, you stay put. This makes things interesting now, right? Because maybe he wasn't thinking about staying, or maybe he was. Whatever he was thinking about doing, it changes your plans. Now, as a monkey wrench gets thrown into the game now because you got hurt. It's not an ACL injury. Like, you know, it's not like a knee injury. Like, you know, Adrian Peterson, you know, he shattered his knee completely and he was back for training camp. It's not that. You know, ACLs are different now. Back in the 70s, ACL was considered life-threatening. You know, I would stay put. I would just stay put. You know, people complain about it being a super team is not fair. Who cares? People who grew up in the 60s, they had to deal with the Celtics winning every year. People who grew up in the 80s, they had to deal with the Lakers and the Celtics winning every championship. It'd be okay. I would stay put. You know, my opinion on this is that I hope everybody is happy now after questioning his heart and questioning everything that surrounds him. You know, he, you know, like, it's, it sucks. You know, some fans can be brutal. Social media, for as brilliant as it is, it's a terrible tool at times. Because you see these things. You see everything that's said. No matter what, you know, no matter who you are, if you're a sensitive guy, you know, if you're a sensitive NBA player, you were sensitive your whole life. It doesn't matter. Whether, you know, if you're rough around the edges, you just don't care. You were that guy when you didn't have anything. You're going to be that guy when you have all the money in the world. You know, it's the same thing. He's a sensitive dude. I'm sure he read the comments. He saw people thought he wasn't. And maybe that influenced his decision. Maybe it really didn't. But at the end of the day, he showed heart. He went out there and realizing that, you know, it's my Achilles is not feeling right, but I think I can give it a go. You know, 70% of Kevin Durant is better than damn near everybody else in the world. You know, but you just figure, like, it was good enough. And, you know, he's hurt. Now, you know, he's done for a year, more than likely. Unless he's just an exception to the rule, like Dominique, and he comes back, and he's back, you know, early next year sometime. But it's different, you know? Like, he's just not going... You know, we don't know what's going to happen. You always worry about if an athlete's going to be the same. If he's going to come back and bounce back from this and still be the same and still have the same game. Does he have to change his game up much or what? You don't really know. So now there's a lot of questions to answer. Personally, I still think everybody's going to go after him. Me, though, I would opt into this deal. I would rehab my ass off. And I would get back to where I was pre-injury. And the rest is up for grabs. Like, look, man, I'm getting that free money. Because you just do not know. I don't know who many teams are going to offer $40 million for, you know, give a guy $40 million for him to sit out for a year. And then you take the chance if his body doesn't bounce back the way we think he should or could bounce back, he's going to be sitting out. He's not going to be the same for 2 years after the fact. And then you may only get the Kevin Durant that we know and love for 2 years of the deal. So it's just very, very, very tricky. I'm pulling for him to sit there. I'm pulling for him to pull a Dominique, you know, and be back within eight to 10 months. I'm pulling for that because that'll be awesome. That'll be incredible. And, you know, he can attack rehab crazy. I'm sure he's going to go be extremely aggressive in rehab. But just a bad thing overall. I'm not too fond of this. I'm just not too fond of it. I just hate that it had to happen to him. You know, like, you know, the Warriors, and it answers the question. Like, they're not a better team without him. Knock it off. They did it without him. Yes, they did it. The system worked. They're not a better team without him. If he's playing, they probably beat the Raptors in five. If he's healthy, the Raptors are done in five games. Do you think they have an answer for him? Pascal Siakam cannot guard Kevin Durant. Serge Ibaka cannot guard Kevin Durant. I don't get this logic that people really feel like the Warriors were a better team without him. You've clearly seen it during the series. It's a struggle without him. It's a struggle without him. So to those fans who say that, to everybody, oh, they're better. No, they're not better without him. Okay? The Raptors have taken advantage of it, of course, you know? So that was just for that. I just had to bring that up and emphasize that. I know I'm talking about his injury, but I just wanted people to know they're not a better team without him, okay? Knock it the hell off, man. People kill me, and like these so-called experts and fans, right? So speedy recovery, man. I really hope he gets well. I hope he comes back, man. I thoroughly enjoy watching the guy play, one of the greatest I've ever seen. And if people would get out their own way, they would probably say the same thing as well. So shout out to KD. Hope all is well with his rehab and everything else. Looking forward to what happens. This, you know, series, I picked Golden State in six. I'm just going to say Golden State in seven. I really think they can probably pull it off. Maybe he has some kind of Willis Reed-like inspiration for them. And they're able to kind of get there. They're able to complete everything and win. So we don't know. We don't see. Either way you put it, they put up a good fight. He put up a damn good fight as well, trying to come back and give his team something. Maybe, you know, he may have influenced these guys and will make them push a little bit more, and we'll see what happens. So I'm looking forward to it. Free agency is going to be extremely interesting. I'm going to say Warriors in seven. We shall see, man. But this free agency thing is a thing, is a situation we need to look at and keep our eyes on. And I'll definitely be back with some news. And, you know, whenever that comes about and whenever decisions are made, I'll definitely be back here to talk about that some more. So that's all I have for now. KD, get well. People be quiet. He showed heart. He wanted to play. Just didn't work out. Okay? And I hope all the fans who think they know everything are happy right now. So, Jamal Bolton, I'm out. Gonna enjoy game six tomorrow. You know, let's go Golden State. I'm a Knicks fan, though. But go Golden State, and I'll be back with you guys soon. Peace.